Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen to the show live over your cell phone or landline. And if you're live on the show, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that'll let me know that you'd like to be on the air, and I'll put you on the air. Today is Free For All Friday. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in again. 818-301-5834. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thanks, guys. I can't thank you enough for tuning in to the show. I just you know, sometimes I have to pinch myself when I think about all of you guys and the people that listen in to the show. And I really do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I really do love you guys. I try to pour my heart into the show every day that I'm on the show. And it's for you. But today is Friday. I'm feeling great. I've had a great day, and I'm looking forward to the weekend, and I hope you are as well. Today's word of the day is ostracize. Ostracize. Ostracize is a verb, and it means to exile, ostracism, or to exclude from a group by common consent. That's what I know ostracize to be, to exclude from a group by common consent. So if you're in a club with some people and they vote to put you out, or that you're no longer a member, then they have ostracized you. So that's a great word for your vocabulary. Put it in there and use it when you want. All right, ostracize. ostracize. Hey, you never know when someone will say, you know, you use the word ostracize. I do this to my girls all the time. They'll use these big words, and I'll say, spell it. And if they can't spell it, I'll ask them to go to the dictionary and find it and then learn it, okay? And they do me the same way, right? They do me the same way. So that's where we're headed, ostracized. Now, today's weather right now, let's get an update on the weather. Right now it's 91 degrees in the ATL, and we were looking at a high of 89, but we exceeded the high today. It's 91 and cloudy right now. Tomorrow, Saturday, it's going to be a high of 87 with scattered thunderstorms. Sunday, partly cloudy, 89 degrees. Monday, 90 degrees and partly cloudy. So we're still looking at these 90-degree temperatures, which that's the way it is in July in the ATL. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in to the show. It's Free for All Friday. All lines are open for you guys to call in and talk about whatever you want. Or you can listen to me talk about any of my subjects, right? Anything that I'd like to talk about, you can listen to that. But if you'd like to be on the air, it's Free Fall Friday. It's your day. This is a day that I give to all my listeners. I give the open floor for you guys to call in and I guess vent, so to speak. Vent your opinions, vent your concerns, whatever, or tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me what I'm doing right. Tell me you want to hear someone on the show. Tell me you like to hear this, you like to hear that. And I would try and grant that for you, okay? And I am looking into right now bringing in a professional tax preparer. Actually, the sponsor of my show has agreed to come on the show maybe once every couple of weeks, twice a month, and give some very good hints. I mean, not hints, but give some very good detail and ideas about how to save money on your taxes or what you should do. And I'll have a question and answer thing where you guys can call in and ask questions if you want, or you can just listen and see what they have in store for you. So I'm looking into putting that together here soon, and that should be a great. I also looking at bringing in a real estate attorney, where he's also proficient in wills and trusts, which I think that if you're an adult, I think you should have a will. Although, you know, wills, you know, a will is a will. But, you know, if something happens to you and you have a will and you entrusted somebody to carry out that will, they don't have to go by what you say in your will. I know that's strange. That's strange. But it happened to my family. When my mom died in 2005, she had a will, but she left my sister in charge as the executor of the estate, and she just lost her mind, okay? She just lost her mind. And it's funny, when you think about this type of stuff, I don't know if you've lost a close relative before, and, you know, someone as close as your mom or your dad, and then family members, your own family members that you've known all your life, just change their colors. I mean, you know, you look at them and you say, man, who is this? You know, it's, and it's not like you got millions of dollars in an estate sitting there waiting to be divvied up. You know, it's not like that. But a lot of people think that when someone dies, that they should gain, they should profit, and they should get some kind of huge money from someone passing on. I mean, you know, it happens for some people. You know, some people get huge inheritances, and some people don't. But if you never had a lot of money, then why should you expect there to be a lot of money when someone passes on? I just don't get it. And then at the same time, when someone has a will that's set up and lays it out piece by piece, you know, what they want done with their money, their possessions, and all this, why would you go against that? Okay? And usually when you do that type of stuff, and the attorney sits down and reads the will and says what's their wishes were, how could you go against that? How could you go against that? If your own mother or your own father set up a will and said, hey, you know, I'd like my truck to go to Bob, because I know how much Bob loved this truck. He always asking me to drive this truck. So when something happens to my truck, when something happens to me, I want Bob to have this truck, because I know Bob loved this truck and he'll take care of it, and that's what I want. So when someone has a will and you, and possibly you, are the executor of that estate, I would say that you should follow that will step by step, because that, you know, those are the wishes of the person who passed on to the next life. And if you don't go with the will, if you don't follow the will, then, you know, I believe things aren't going to go well for you in the future. Okay? And I'm not throwing anything out about anyone or anything like that. I'm just saying some things that are facts that I know and, you know, has happened to me in my life. Okay? And that's all I can talk about. You know, I tell people all the time, people say, Frank, you're making up this stuff. I know. It's stuff that happened to me in my life. Okay? When my mom passed, that was a big fight amongst the kids. I mean, like I say, we didn't have millions of dollars sitting out there that we were fighting over or anything like that. And, you know, there was really no need to fight. No need at all, because she had it all laid out within her will. But when people go against that, go against the will, then that's when all the fighting and things like that start to happen. Okay? But I don't know how I got off on that, but those things happen all the time. Okay? Now, let's see. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in. Now, I wanted to share something with you guys, and my wife's cousin in Alabama sent me this on Facebook. She know that I like sunglasses, okay? And Ray-Ban, one of the top expensive sunglass makers in the world, Ray-Ban has a sale right now. They're doing some type of annual charity, and they're selling only through the online store, and they're doing 80% discount on all sunglasses. So I've been searching through here, okay, and I found, I used to have Ray-Bans. I've had a couple of pairs of Ray-Bans. And they are the one of the top of the line sunglasses out there. Okay, I used to wear them all the time, but then when I paid a lot of top dollar for them, and then I lost a pair, and then I paid top dollar for another pair, and I lost those. And once I lost that second pair, I was like, okay, that's it. I'm not spending, you know, a couple, almost $200 again for a pair of sunglasses and then lose them. So after that, you know, I've been buying these, you know, $8.99, $13.99, you know, sunglasses, and I keep them, and I got a pair of sunglasses right now that I've had probably 6-7 years. I mean, the little coating on the arms of the sunglasses are starting to peel off and all this, because she sent me this website, and it's the Ray-Ban website. Go straight to their website, and you'll see that these $169 sunglasses, they have them on sale 80% off, so they're $24.99. All their sunglasses are $24.99. Every pair, every style, everything is $24.99. So you guys can check that out. I don't know if you like sunglasses or you like Ray-Ban or whatever. It's up to you. I was just passing along this great savings. So do what you like with it. If you want them, go get them. If not, you know, let that come out the other ear and keep going. All right, so I have a caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 698. Let's see. Caller, you on this air with Frank Williams. Hey, who's this and where you calling from?
Frank, it's Smokey, Washington.
Hello, caller, hey, you there? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Maybe I'll try back in just a minute. But again, let's see here. I wanted to put the caller on the air. Let's try it again. From the 678 area code, the first three digits are 698. Caller, you're live on the air with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Fred Washington.
Hello.
You probably couldn't hear me at first. Can you hear me?
Well, I guess maybe the phone's muted right now, but I don't know. But I'll try them back again in a little bit. But again, that's you know, that's a tremendous price for these sunglasses. So I think I may get me a pair or maybe two pair. Maybe I can get a pair and wear those and put the other pair in a safe place. So if something happens to those, I can pull the other ones out and have them for a long time. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But I mean, they got all the different styles out there and everything. They got new models, everything. I mean, it's exciting. $25 for a pair of Ray-Bans, authentic Ray-Ban sunglasses. That is amazing. Again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in. And if you would like to get on the air, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will grant you that wish and put you on the air, and you can talk about anything you want. Today is free for all Friday. Now, I watched a town hall meeting with President Obama on yesterday, and he talked about, you know, they were talking about all this stuff with the police and the black community and all this. And I know I've been talking to you, and I talked to you guys about the shootings, the killings that, you know, I definitely don't agree with, but again, I understand what this shooter was feeling. So that's, you know, that's my thing. But I also talked about how we don't have after school programs for these kids anymore. We don't have summer programs for these kids anymore. I know when we were growing up in Atlanta, in the heart of Atlanta, I grew up in the northwest part of Atlanta. And I mean, I grew up in a tough neighborhood. And we had all the trimmings. That's what I'd say. I'd say we had all the trimmings during the school time. We had different after school programs, but it was cold. You know, you're in school in the fall and the winter, and then in the spring and the summer when you're out of school, we had programs. We had programs where you could go to. We had the EOA Center. We used to call it the EOA Center. Equal Opportunity. I don't remember what the A stood for, but it was called the EOA Center. And we could go there. And they did trips. They did trips maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks or something like that, where we get on the bus and we'd go downtown to the museum or to the Center for Puppetry Arts, and they'd feed us a lunch. I mean, I remember the lunch like it was yesterday. Hey, guys, I'm not sure what went on right there. I'm not sure, but something happened with the with my audio, and I don't know exactly what happened there, but I had a little technical difficulty there, but everything's good. So let's see. Let's go to our caller. I have a caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 698. Let's see if I can get the caller up on the air now. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Frank, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you now.
Okay. Hey, yeah, this is Fred Washington.
Going on, Fred?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just calling in. Got to speak my mind.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The show is yours. Go for it.
All right. Well, I caught the last part you were saying about the way that shooter felt he had to do something. If the police were being prosecuted like they should have been, he wouldn't have felt the need to go out and do something like that. Or the other few guys who had ambushed cops with those fake calls in. That's really the bottom line to that. But I just wanted to touch up on that point right quick. But then what I wanted to get to was this race that's going on. I was talking to some people, and I know that the president was elected by senators. So what we those electoral votes, governors, senators, and all those are the ones we need to put the right people in office at the lower levels so that they would vote the way that we want to vote so that we have an outcome, because I wouldn't tell nobody to go out not to vote for the presidency, but I'm really trying to understand what difference does it make when we vote for the president when the electoral votes are the ones that's really going to count. So we need to start at the lower levels and get the right people in positions to vote the way that we want them to vote. I'm not saying that they will follow suit, but that would be our best chance.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And you know, a lot of the northern states are the ones who have the electoral votes in their states. I'm not sure. I have to look it up, but I'm not sure as far as what states have these electoral votes. But you're right. That's only. Hello, guys. Can you hear me? Hey, Fred. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Fred, you there? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with the show today, but some kind of technical difficulty is happening. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know how the, you know, I don't know exactly what states have these electoral votes, but I don't think that Georgia is one of them.
Okay, yeah, that's where we need to do our homework. And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, that's where a lot of people need to do the homework, and we need to find out exactly who holds those votes, because that's what's going to get things to sway our way, you know, the way we want it to go. And a lot of us are just ignorant to that fact, not saying that people are ignorant or stupid, but to that particular fact. We just don't know, and we all need to do our homework on that to find out who, so we'll know who to put in what positions, because I think the country was
all right,
up on that one year with it.
I guess I'm going to have to end the episode now.
And
He still lost.
But,
and they didn't understand that the electoral votes.
If you can hear me, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show.
We got to need to go out and vote.
Thanks for everything. Thanks for listening in today. And we'll try it again on Monday. All right.
We just need to step up our game, especially
weekend.
As black people. If you want to have a voice,
thanks to all my callers.
Yeah, your voice go right there.
Called in on the show today. I appreciate you guys, and I hope you have a great weekend. Take care.
It started back up, but
yeah, I heard you. I mean,
so it went back up. Pretty much is about over now, anyway. 35 minutes or so. I don't know if they would extend it because of the technical difficulties or what. We're going to wait till I'm making a valid ass point. Anyone phone? They probably heard me. FAA heard me on the app saying something important. And they figured the fuck that shit up and they don't want that to get out. Because a lot of folks don't know that you got to put in signatures and the House representative and Congress. Those are the ones with the elected votes, which is the only votes that's going to count in the presidential race. Like if you don't put the right people in, you got more Democrats in with the votes, then that's what kind of president you're going to get, a Democrat. If you don't,